Virachandra. So sometimes he's called Virachandra. I guess that was his name before sannyas initiation. Shri Virabhadra Goswami.
Inka Virachandra ke naam se bhi inko jana jata hai. Shayad ye inke sannyas ke pehle ka naam hai.
So Shri Virabhadra Goswami is the son of Shri Nityananda Prabhu.
Shri Virabhadra Goswami Nityananda Prabhu ke putra hai.
Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Now it's interesting and significant that he was a disciple of Shri Janmamata.
Ye bahut hi ruchikar aur bahut mahatvapurna hai ki ye Janmamata ke shishya.
His mother is Shrimati Vasudeva Vasudha Devi.
Ye Vasudha Devi ke putra hain.
Shrimati Vasudha Vasudha Devi.
Shrimati Vasudha Devi.
In the Gaura Ganadesha Dipika, which is the book that describes all the confidential identities of the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda.
गौर गणदेश दीपिका नामक ग्रंथ में जिसमें सभी चैतन्य महाप्रभु के संगीकरण कृष्ण लीला में कौन है ये बताया गया है
वीरचंद्र
प्रभु शिरोदक्षाय विष्णु के अवतार बताए गए हैं
और
ये श्री संकर्षण
So he is considered non-different from Lord Chaitanya. He is Vishnu Tattva, in other words, he is not a jiva.
So ye Vishnu Tattva hai, ye jeev tattva nahi hai. Inko Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se abhin mana jata hai.
So he is. Nityananda Prabhu had more than one wife, two wives. So Shrimati Vasudha Devi is one of his wives.
Nityananda Prabhu ki do bhariyan thi Srimati Vasudha Devi
Janma Mata is another one of the wives of Nityananda Prabhu
aur Srimati Janma Mata
so this is a curious from the standpoint of etiquette and from the standpoint of situations that have to be studied by modern ISKCON scholars as we're sorting out how We're going to continue the parampara and talk of female gurus and all these things. We have to look at all these etiquette issues here.
शिष्टाचार के दृष्टिकोण से और परिस्थितियों के दृष्टिकोण से अभी आज ये भी चर्चा की जा रही है कि एक जो स्त्री है वह दीक्षा गुरु बन सकती है या नहीं हरे कृष्ण
So, Janma Mata, of course, is a very powerful personality. There's no question, extremely powerful. She herself became big acharya after the departure of Nityananda Prabhu.
Nityananda Prabhu ke aprakat hone ke baad Janma Mata ji acharya ki bhumika unhone nibhai aur ek bahut shaktishali vyaktitva ki thi.
She was the brain behind organizing the first Gaura Purnima festival.
जो पहला गौर पूर्णिमा का उत्सव मनाया गया था वो भी जानना माता जी के द्वारा ही
which was so ecstatic that Chaitanya, it was after the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it was so ecstatic that Mahaprabhu manifested personally where the many most devotees could see him.
और ये
whole Panchatattva came, although they were departed, the whole Panchatattva came because of this ecstatic festival organized. It was actually organized by the uncle of Narottam Das Thakur.
ये जो उत्सव है इतना भाव विभोर करने वाला था कि इसमें चैतन्य महाप्रभु और उनके संगीगण साक्षात रूप में प्रकट हुए वहाँ पर और ये जो उत्सव है जो जानवा माता है वह
वीरभद्र गोस्वामी जी की godmother, you would say.
दूसरी माता है.
Perhaps we should say godmother.
गुरु माता है.
He became, I did somewhere in my notes.
ये रंग थे श्वेत, लाल तथा पीत। इस द्वापर युग में उन्होंने कृष्ण श्याम शरीर धारण किया है। तात्पर्य, ये श्लोक श्रीमद् भागवतम 10वें स्कंध का है, जिसे गर्ग मुनि ने कृष्ण का नामकरण संस्कार संपन्न करते हुए कहा था। उन्होंने कहा कि अन्य युगों में भगवान के अवतार श्वेत लाल तथा पीत रंग के थे। ये पीत रंग श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु को बतलाने वाला है, क्योंकि उनके शरीर का वर्ण पीत था। इससे पुष्टि होती है कि पिछले कलयुगों में भी भगवान ने अवतार लिया था जिसमें उनका रंग पीत था। यह समझा जाता है कि भगवान विभिन्न युगों सत्य त्रेता द्वापर तथा कली में विभिन्न रंगों में अवतरित होते हैं। पीत रंग तथा अन्य गुणों को धारण करके भगवान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में अवतरित हुए। ये सारे वैदिक महाभागवतों का निर्णय है।
One of the most significant things taking place here in this pastime is the revelation of the empowerment of Gopinath Acharya.
इस लीला में जो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण चीज, कई महत्वपूर्ण चीजों में से एक सबसे महत्वपूर्ण चीज है कि गोपीनाथ आचार्य किस प्रकार से उनमें शक्ति का आवेश हुआ।
This is a vivid example of the empowerment of Guru Parampara. Very strong, it's a powerful, worth remembering example of the power of Guru Parampara.
एक गुरु परंपरा की शक्ति का ज्वलंत उदाहरण है।
Because Gopinath Acharya is a direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
क्योंकि गोपीनाथ आचार्य श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के शिष्य हैं।
And he's carrying the full Gaura Shakti.
और वह पूर्ण गौर शक्ति को धारण किए हुए हैं।
So although his disciple, his discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is as good as if Mahaprabhu himself is arguing with him. This is called avesh.
हालांकि वह शिष्य हैं, यहाँ पे गोपीनाथ आचार्य वही चीज बता रहे हैं कि ऐसा लग रहा है कि श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु साक्षात सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य से वार्तालाप कर रहे हैं।
Well, this entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on the concept of avesh.
इसको आवेश कहते हैं। पूरा कृष्ण भावनामृत आंदोलन इस आवेश के सिद्धांत पर आधारित
है। First of all, you have the Shaktivesh, that is, was descended from the spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all Narottam Das Thakur, they are all Shaktivesh.
सबसे पहले हम देखते हैं शक्तिवेश आचार्य, जैसे श्रील प्रभुपाद, भक्तिसिद्धांत महाराज, भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर, ये आध्यात्मिक जगत से अवतरित हुए।
Descended from a higher realm. I mean, Jesus Christ is also called Shaktivesh, but he's from higher material planets, heavenly planets. Probably Brahmaloka, and whereas actually our acharyas are all directly from Gauralila, Nityalila, Gauralila, Goloka Vrindavan.
And Jesus Christ, ये भी शक्तावश, शक्तावश अवतार हैं, परंतु इनका अवतार ऐसा प्रतीत होता है कि उच्च लोकों से हुआ है, इस भौतिक जगत के ही, शायद ब्रह्मलोक से। परंतु जो हमारे संप्रदाय में आचार्य हैं, उनका अवतरण आध्यात्मिक जगत से हुआ है।
So the concept of vesh, you must understand that vesh means empowerment. So every preacher has a vesh.
आवेश के सिद्धांत को समझना बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। हर प्रचारक में शक्ति का आवेश होता है।
With some preachers, it's stronger than with others.
हम देखते हैं कुछ प्रचारक अन्य प्रचारकों से ज्यादा शक्तिशाली होते हैं।
It's the basis of our movement, Avesh.
Avesh, ये हमारे आंदोलन का आधार है।
Everyone is empowered by Srila Prabhupada.
हर कोई Srila Prabhupada के द्वारा।
The principle is that if you put your fingers in a socket 220 volts.
सिद्धांत है कि अगर आप एक सॉकेट के अंदर इसमें 220 वोल्ट।
Somebody is touching you, they're going to also get 220 volts.
व्यक्ति को अगर कोई छुएगा तो उसको भी 220 वोल्ट का ही झटका लगेगा.
This is the principle by which things are going on without the Prabhupada's physical presence.
हम देखते हैं श्रील प्रभुपाद व्यक्तिगत रूप से हालांकि यहाँ पे उपस्थित नहीं है परंतु फिर भी किस प्रकार से यह आंदोलन आगे बढ़ रहा है.
Prabhupada is present tense, not past tense. You see, it's very important to make these distinctions. I'm talking about departed acharyas. It's very important to make the distinction between past and present tense when we're speaking about them because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he raises the elders who say that Vaishnavas die. They don't die.
Srila Prabhupada, ये वर्तमान काल में हम बात कर रहे हैं. जो आचार्य अप्रकट हो चुके हैं तो ये बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है समझना कि वर्तमान काल और भूतकाल में अंतर है. हम वर्तमान काल की बात कर रहे हैं.
So the source of avesh for this movement,
जो आवेश का स्रोत है इस आंदोलन के लिए वे श्रील प्रभुपाद
हैं. Therefore known as Prabhupada Dukas. He is our acharya.
इसलिए हमें प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद
disciples, grand disciples, and so forth, okay. All receiving the avesh from Srila Prabhupada because he has the highest degree of spiritual potency.
हम देखते हैं श्रील प्रभुपाद के सारे शिष्य, उनके शिष्य, ये सब श्रील प्रभुपाद से आवेश को प्राप्त कर रहे हैं.
So Gopinath Acharya had this empowerment as good as Mahaprabhu that he could just defeat the world's greatest scholar. This is avesh.
तो गोपीनाथ आचार्य के पास भी आवेश था. तभी हम देखते हैं कि जो उस समय विश्व के सबसे मुख्य दार्शनिक थे, उनको उन्होंने पराजित कर दिया.
Acharya is supposed to be a big, big scholar who knows even he was supposed to know even Srimad Bhagavatam, but Gopinath Acharya is pointing out almost sarcastically, this is ridiculous. You don't know the
सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य कोई साधारण व्यक्ति नहीं है. वह बहुत ही महान दार्शनिक है और उन्हें श्रीमद् भागवतम का ज्ञान होना चाहिए था, परंतु गोपीनाथ आचार्य कह रहे हैं कि आपको ज्ञान नहीं है.
Going back to the very important verse 101. Read 101 again.
श्लोक संख्या 101.
We see the power of Gopinath Acharya's convincing arguments.
हम यहाँ पर गोपीनाथ आचार्य के जो उन्होंने तर्क प्रस्तुत किया उसकी शक्ति देखते हैं. भूतकाल में युग के अनुसार आपके पुत्र के तीन विभिन्न रंगों वाले शरीर थे. ये रंग थे श्वेत, लाल तथा पीत. इस युग में उन्होंने कृष्ण श्याम शरीर धारण किया है.
It directly accuses him. He says your heart has become so hardened by reason and logic that you're leaving out important siddhanta of the shastra.
गोपीनाथ आचार्य सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य को कह रहे हैं कि आपका हृदय इतना कठोर हो गया है तर्कों के कारण कि आपने इतना मुख्य सिद्धांत आप समझ नहीं पाए.
There is, he's confirming, yes, you're right, there is a yuga avatar for every yuga, yes.
तो वे बता रहे हैं किस प्रकार भगवान का नाम त्रियुग है.
But in this 101, he's saying, he's quoting from Garga Muni, Gargacharya, the guru for Krishna Balaram in their childhood.
तो वे गर्ग मुनि द्वारा कहा हुआ श्लोक यहाँ पे उद्धृत कर रहे हैं.
In the past, your son has had bodies of three different colors.
भूतकाल में युग के अनुसार आपके पुत्र के तीन विभिन्न रंगों वाले शरीर थे.
These colors were white, red, and yellow.
ये रंग थे श्वेत, लाल तथा पीत.
This age, he has accepted a blackish body. That's referring to Krishna.
और इस युग में उन्होंने कृष्ण श्याम शरीर धारण किया.
So the yellow incarnation is reference to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
तो जब पीत वर्ण है ये श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की ओर अंकित करते हैं.
Sarvabhu Bhattacharya, he couldn't get that meaning out of the Shastra because he was an impersonal. So therefore, he could not understand that the mention of yellow incarnation was that current Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that was now lying at his feet. This he couldn't understand.
सातवां भट्टाचार्य इस तथ्य को समझ नहीं सके कि जो बीत वर्ण है ये श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु है जो कि वह एक मायावादी थे.
So the incarnations of the Lord cannot be understood directly.
जो भगवान के अवतार हैं इनको हम
revealed by the devotees. This lesson, the next important lesson, that you cannot directly understand the incarnations. You must hear about them from devotees.
हम अपने आप से भगवान के अवतारों को नहीं पहचान सकते.
Like the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is based on discussions between devotees about the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
ये भगवान के भक्तों के द्वारा ही प्रकाशित होते हैं. जिस प्रकार श्रीमद् भागवतम में हम देखें जो पूरा का पूरा वार्तालाप है भक्तों के बीच में.
Sometimes it is Uddhava making inquiries. Sometimes it is Uddhava making inquiries.
कभी कभार देखते हैं कि उद्धव जी.
Sometimes it's Maitreya Muni. Often it's Maitreya Muni.
उद्धव जी मैत्रेय मुनि से प्रश्न पूछते हैं.
Of course, Suta Goswami.
And Suta Goswami.
And then the spokesperson at Naimisharanya, he asked questions on behalf of the assembled sages.
Naimisharanya mein jitne bhi rishi muni ekatrit hue the, unke pratinidhi Shaunak Rishi.
Shaunak Rishi. So he was the spokesperson for the sages at Naimisharanya. Some say 80,000, is that right? 80,000 sages?
88,000. 88,000 Rishi Muni ekatrit the. So
the Srimad Bhagavatam class was different in those days than it is now.
On the name of Srimad Bhagavatam Kaksha, alag hoti thi.
You couldn't just raise your hand. And at some point, excuse me, Maharaj, I have a question. It's not possible.
So
we can understand that all the sages, 88,000 sages, were all telepathic, psychic, clairvoyant. That's not a joke. This is how they, otherwise, how is that Shaunaka Rishi sitting there? And if one of the sages has a question, he has to channel it to Shaunaka Rishi, because Shaunaka Rishi is the only authorized agent. How's he going to go do that? Scribble a note on a palm leaf and say, pass this over to the Rishi, please.
88,000 Rishi Muni were, and Shaunaka Rishi was their representative. So if someone had a question, then through the waves of the mind, they reached Shaunaka Rishi.
Substantially deeper into Kali Yuga, if we have a question, write it on a piece of paper and hand it to the speaker, please, bro.
This is
primitive technology. But the sages of Naimisharanya were all completely clairvoyant. Clairvoyant means perfect in psychic power. And it's not surprising, because remember, they're coming over, they're not really from Kali Yuga, they're from Dwapara Yuga, when they brain power and intellect was superior. So they're because this is taking place, remember, at the juncture between Kali Yuga, there's a joint, there's a space between the juncture of Kali Yuga and Dwapara Yuga. So this is all taking place within that juncture.
जो ऋषि मुनि थे हमें समझना चाहिए वे साधारण नहीं थे, वे द्वापर युग से थे, क्योंकि ये जो घटना हुई ये कलयुग और द्वापर युग बिल्कुल जो जंक्शन है इसका उस समय हुए थे.
King Muchukunda had been sleeping in the cave after fighting on behalf of the devas.
जो राजा मुचुकुंद थे वह गुफा में आराम कर रहे थे देवताओं से लड़ाई करने के, देवता के राक्षस से लड़ाई करने के बाद.
Then when he woke up and looked outside, he saw that the trees were small.
तो जब वह बाहर आए तो उन्होंने देखा कि जितने भी पेड़ पौधे थे वे छोटे थे.
Then he said, oh, in sort of a disgusted way, oh, Kali Yuga, it's Kali Yuga, it's coming.
तो वह समझ सके, ओ, हर चीज घटती जा रही है.
But you will be interested. I've mentioned this before, but you probably forgot. In California, where I come from, there are trees that are left over from Vipora Yuga. In the parks, they will cut a tree sometimes, one of these supersized trees. These trees, one of these trees might be as wide as between the two columns here in the middle of the temple. These are live trees now, live trees still. They are giant sequoia, they call them. They are giant trees because they're left over from Vipora Yuga, you see.
जैसे इन दोनों खंभों के बीच में इनका तना इतना मोटा होगा कम से कम.
There's तो one famous
प्रयोग से आया है वृक्ष.
There's one famous tree with these giant sequoia where they drilled a hole in the middle so you could drive your car through the middle of the tree.
और उनमें से एक पेड़ का तना इतना विशाल और इतना मोटा है कि उसमें से उसकी एक गुफा बना दी गई है जिसमें से गाड़ी जा सकती
है. When they've cut some of these ancient trees, and then the lines, perhaps you know, there are lines, growth lines on a tree, and each line according is so many years it took for that portion of the tree to grow, and they're in circles around the tree from the very core of the tree all the way up to the outside of the tree. They're the circles of the growth cycle, and they use it, scientists use this for dating. That's so funny.
जो वृक्ष हैं उनके ऊपर ऐसे निशान होते हैं कि जितना वृक्ष बढ़ता जाता है वो निशान भी बढ़ते जाते हैं. तो निशानों को देखकर उस वृक्ष के आयु का अनुमान लगाया जा सकता है.
So they put little markers on this giant tree. They have a cut of the giant tree and it's varnish. You know what varnish means? Like what's on the vase, it's not varnish. Or the heavy preservative, and then they put little labels on the rings showing this was the Roman Empire, this was when Christ appeared, this is Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, this is Roman Empire, this is Egyptian Empire, and according to the rings on the tree they identify the time period and they show the different ages in history. And so this goes back. These trees have rings. They are more than 5,000 years old. So that means that these giant sequoias are left over from. They're still alive. They're left over from. Left over from Vipora Yuga.
जो वृक्ष हैं उनका एक भाग काट लिया जाता है और जो कटा हुआ भाग है उसके अंदर जो निशान होते हैं सर्कल्स के रूप में उससे उसके आयु का अनुमान लगाया जाता है. उस पर लेबल्स लगाए जाते हैं कि ये रोमन एम्पायर था, इस समय जीसस क्राइस्ट आए थे, और इस प्रकार से आयु का अनुमान लगाते हैं तो 5,000 वर्ष से ज्यादा आता है, जो दिखाता है कि ये जो वृक्ष है अभी द्वापर युग से है और वो जीवित वृक्ष है.
So as you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not appear in golden color in every yuga. He appears in every is Kali Yuga. But he does not always appear in a golden form.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hamesha peet mand mein avtarit nahi hote.
Well, this manifestation of Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani, this is very rare.
Jo peet mand mein jab Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aate hain unka ye avtar bahut hi durlabh hai.
So we can't really count our good fortune that we have appeared somehow or other in this particular Kali Yuga.
तो हम सब अपने सौभाग्य का अनुमान भी नहीं लगा सकते कि हम किसी न किसी प्रकार.
Strange things is that you know demigods and sages pray to take their birth in Kali Yuga. We are having a tough time in Kali Yuga. They pray to take their birth. I don't think anybody here did that. We were forced by karma, but sages, great sages, pray to take their birth in Kali Yuga because of the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sankirtan Party.
बड़े बड़े ऋषि मुनि बड़े बड़े देवता ये भगवान से प्रार्थना करते हैं वर मांगते हैं कि वे इस कलयुग में आ सकें और चैतन्य महाप्रभु के जो मीत वर्ण में प्रकट हुए हैं उनके इस आंदोलन का संग ले सकें हमें शायद इस कलयुग में बहुत मुश्किलें आ रही हों परंतु ऋषि मुनि इस कलयुग में आने के लिए प्रार्थनाएं करते हैं
so, Gopinathacharya continues with his arguments in text 102. Iti papra urvishya stuvati jagat ishvaram nara tantra vidanena gauti tata shrino. Read the translation.
Shloka sankhya 102. Kaliyug mein tata dwaparyug mein bhi लोग विभिन्न मंत्रों से पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान की स्तुति करते हैं और पूरक वैदिक ग्रंथों के नियमों का पालन करते हैं अब आप कृपया मुझ से इसके विषय में सुने
So now he says, please hear of this from me. He's pretty bold because he's preaching to a Tapacharya, that's like if one of our yellow boys preaches to a GPC sannyasi,
यहाँ पर सार्वम भट्टाचार्य को गोपीनाथाचार्य बहुत ही शक्तिशाली रूप से प्रचार कर रहे हैं.
Because he says, now please hear of this from me. So he's being pretty bold. He's not watering it down. Saying, look, I'm backed by the Shastra. You, indirectly, he's saying, you're a fool. You're supposed to be such a big scholar and you missed the point, the whole point of the Shastra, you missed it. You say there's no incarnation, that's because you're a fool. Indirectly, but he's trying to be respectful.
Gopinath Acharya, aap pratyaksh roop se Sarvam Bhattacharya ko moor keh rahe hain. Kyunki ab keh rahe hain, ab aap kripya mujhse iske vishay mein sune ki Gopinath Acharya शास्त्रों का ज्ञान था और सार्वम भट्टाचार्य को भी यह ज्ञान होना चाहिए था वे इतने बड़े दार्शनिक थे
दिस इज अ कोटेशन फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम
ये श्रीमद् भागवतम 11 का 5वें अध्याय 32वें श्लोक से
और हे गोकुलनाथ आचार्य सेइंग प्लीज हियर दिस फॉर मी सो इट्स रियली बोल्ड प्रीचिंग रियली इन अमेरिका वी से गॉड्स यू नो English word fortitude, but I don't think I know it. You know fortitude?
I don't know.
Strength. A lot of strength, a lot of bravery to preach so boldly to the world's top acharya. You know, the top, to preach so boldly to the world's top scholar. You're going to have guts to do that. But you also have to have the empowerment that I'm talking about in the dish.
गोपीनाथ आचार्य के अंदर इतना साहस था इतनी शक्ति थी कि वह उस समय जो विश्व के सबसे प्रमुख दार्शनिक थे सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य उनको प्रचार कर रहे थे
The next verse 103, Gopinath Acharya explains further. Krishna, now this is an extremely famous verse, and as a basis for establishing our Krishna consciousness movement.
The अगला श्लोक है बहुत ही प्रसिद्ध श्लोक है.
This is a quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5th chapter, text
32.
Krishna Varnam Trisash Krishna
Krishna Varnam
Sango Pangastra
Parshadam
Jagnai Sankirtana Prayer Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishna
Krishna
Krishna Sangopangas Chapar
भगवान की पूजा करते हैं। जो इस युग में सदैव कृष्ण की महिमा का वर्णन करने के लिए प्रकट होते हैं, ये अवतार पीत वर्ण के होते हैं और सदैव अपने पूर्ण विस्तारों तथा स्वांशों के अतिरिक्त भक्तों तथा पार्षदों को साथ रखते हैं।
This shloka establishes this Sankirtan movement. That's why it's so important. This verse has been quoted hundreds of times by Srila Prabhupada because it establishes the Sankirtan movement, the modern Hare Krishna movement, as established by this shloka. It's the most important evidence of all.
Srila Prabhupada ne shlok ko kai sau baar shayad unhone udhrit kiya hoga kyunki ye shlok hamare is Krishna bhavna mein andolan ki sthapna karta hai.
The first statement is that in this age of Kali, those who are intelligent perform the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
सबसे पहले बताया गया है कि कलयुग में जो बुद्धिमान लोग हैं, वे हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का सामूहिक कीर्तन करते हैं।
So this congregational chanting is a sign of intelligence.
ये सामूहिक कीर्तन है, ये बुद्धिमता का लक्षण है।
When we're out chanting in the streets, we see how people react.
जब हम बाहर गलियों में कीर्तन करते हैं, तो किस प्रकार लोग?
The areas where we go chanting are mostly pious.
भारत में ज्यादातर लोग।
So many people relish hearing the holy name. They relish it.
तो जो लोग हैं, वे हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र कीर्तन करते हैं।
There are other demons. Demons, you could tell. We don't see it very often, but sometimes people actually cover their ears. They're hardcore demons that will cover their ears because for them the holy name is just like red hot needles being pierced into their ears. And I'm not joking. That's how they're hearing the holy name. I'm not joking at all.
जो इस हरे कृष्ण कीर्तन की आवाज नहीं सुनना चाहते और अपने कान बंद कर लेते हैं, हमें समझना चाहिए कि पूर्ण रूप से आसुरिक व्यक्ति है और वह ऐसा लगता है कि उसके कान में शायद किसने गरम गरम नूडल्स डाल दिए।
Causes some pain. What that same mantra, the same mantra is being heard by pious persons and causing them to become blissful is causing pain to demons. That's so funny. He's making some Mickey Mouse translation.
दानव प्रवृत्ति के लोग हैं, उनको इससे बहुत कष्ट होता है।
So we should be very spiritually proud that we have association with so many thousands of intelligent persons who are being purified by the holy name. It's our good fortune is without limit. Although what do we do instead? We're not very intelligent, so we count our troubles. You know.
तो हमें इस बात पे गर्व होना चाहिए कि हमारे आंदोलन में इतने हजारों लोग बुद्धिमान लोग हैं।
Everyone associated with this Sankirtan movement, if we suddenly all died, if a tsunami came somehow from somewhere, it would have to be a pretty big one, and destroyed the city of Delhi, and all the devotees of the city of Delhi left their bodies, still nobody could count our good fortune of the devotees. You see, this we have to understand because of this contact with Prabhupada and the Maha Mantra. Nobody can describe the glories of such powerful mercy.
अगर कोई सुनामी भी आ जाए, मान लीजिए बहुत ही विशाल सुनामी इस दिल्ली में, और सभी कुछ डुबा दे और सभी भक्त अपना शरीर छोड़ दें, फिर भी जो भक्तों का सौभाग्य है उस पर हमें गर्व होना चाहिए, इसका अंदाजा नहीं लगाया जा सकता।
So unfortunately many of the Bahadur boys, they had to go for examination for not a very high sangha. Not a very high sangha. I'm using the word sangha sarcastically here. Going as to a gathering of thousands of students taking a civil service examination is not a very high sangha. I'm using the word sarcastically. Sangha is always spiritual. So what is that supposed to be, you know, an entrance examination or an examination, civil service examination? It's supposed to be an intelligence test, right?
The civil service ki jo exam pariksha hai, ye buddhimata ka pariksha hai.
We have a better intelligence test, Shastra says right here, Srimad Bhagavatam is saying right here. We have a superior intelligence test, better than the civil service examination.
और भागवतम के अंदर बुद्धिमता की जो परीक्षा है वो सिविल सर्विस की परीक्षा से कुछ है.
Sorry, Malati, who is currently in GBC, she has a daughter, little daughter, and who had so much association in London with Srila Prabhupada.
श्रीमती मालती माता जी हैं प्रभुपाद जी की शिष्य अभी जो GBC में हैं उनकी एक छोटी पुत्री थी.
She used to think she was maybe five, six years old. Prabhupada loved this. He used to tell us, he would tell this story in class. She would approach non-devotees, so she had her own style of preaching. 6 years old, but she was had her own style of preaching.
अन्य लोगों के पास जाती थी और उनका एक अपना ही प्रचार की शैली थी.
She would say, "Do you know who is Krishna?"
उनसे प्रश्न पूछती थी. आपको पता है कृष्ण कौन है?
No, no, I do not know who is Krishna.
नहीं, मुझे नहीं पता कि कृष्ण कौन है.
Oh, you are demon.
Oh, आप तो असुर हैं.
Prabhupada loved that. He liked it. Novel way of preaching, but here a six-year-old child is preaching. Oh, you don't know who is Krishna? Then you're a demon. The recording is there. You can see how much Prabhupada was enjoying telling that story.
So Prabhupada बहुत ही प्रसन्न होते थे, बहुत ही खुश होते थे किस प्रकार से एक छह वर्ष की बालिका प्रचार कर रही है.
So those with intelligence worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in this age always describing the glories of Krishna. So indirectly, this is Mahaprabhu, you see.
जो बुद्धिमान लोग हैं वे हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का सामूहिक कीर्तन करते हैं और पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान की पूजा करते हैं जो इस युग में सदैव कृष्ण की महिमा का वर्णन करने के लिए प्रकट होते हैं और ये महाप्रभु हैं.
In this verse, is directly stated that the incarnation is yellowish in hue. In other words, the incarnation who is going to be spreading the glories of the Lord is yellowish in color and is also associated with his plenary expansions.
इसमें बहुत ही स्पष्ट रूप से बताया गया है कि ये जो अवतार हैं पीत वर्ण के हैं और सदैव अपने पूर्ण विस्तारों
such as Nityananda Prabhu and personal expansion such as Gadadhar.
Nityananda Prabhu and the Swansh Vistar, yani Gadadhar Pandit.
As well as his devotees and associates such as Sri Damodar.
And Bhakta Tatha Parshad, Yatha Swarup Damodar.
So, here we have a complete compelling description that harmonizes the contradiction of the places in the Shastra. So for Mahamudacharya was correct that the Lord is described as King Tree Yuga, appearing in three yugas. It is a correct statement from Shastra, but this overrides, the point is that this statement from Bhagavatam overrides the Tree Yuga statement. So therefore we find that Gopinathacharya is a superior scholar to Sarvabhauma Acharya. This is the point here in this passage.
बिल्कुल सही है, परंतु यहाँ श्रीमद् भागवतम के श्लोक से सारी चीजें स्पष्ट हो जाती है।
Any questions, comments?
किसी का कोई प्रश्न है टिप्पणी?
Yes.
इनके बारे में कई पुराणों में